And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bolo Briefcase and Brolly Brigade.
The men from the ministry.
Once again, our story takes us to that hive of industry, the General Assistance Department in Whitehall. There we find Junior Executive Richard Lamb holding things up somewhat.
Mr. Lamb, why do you always wear two pairs of braces?
In case my belt breaks. Well, better safe than sorry, Mildred.
I don't know. You won't go into the Chinese restaurant without informing the Foreign Office.
You may scoff, Mildred. In fact, if you go into a restaurant, you probably do. But he who laughs last, laughs last.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, you laughed when I fitted wing mirrors and reversing lights, didn't you?
Well, most people who do have got a car. You had them fitted to your bowler hat.
You know how people eat crackers smothered with pate or dollops of caviar. Well, frankly, bakers feel that you shouldn't overload their new crispy wheat crackers. You see, they have a quite irresistible taste of their own. Crispy wheat taste of rye and wheat, toasted golden brown, salty and tangy and delicious anytime. So please, with your first taste of Baker's crispy wheat, easy on the caviar. We don't want to hide that taste, do we? Thank you. Oh, easy with the cheese and pickles, too.
Morning, number two. Good morning, Mildred.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Morning, number one.
Did I hear the kettle boiling, Mildred?
No, you didn't, because it isn't. Oh, blimey, here we go again. Get something else.
Sir Gregory phoned yet this morning, number two?
Not yet, number one. I think he has now.
General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown speaking. Good morning, Sir Gregory. How nice it is to hear you on the...
Did you get my instructions about the ministry dustbin?
Oh, yes, yes, Sir Gregory. We carried them out at once.
Oh, yes. Well, I have got another job for you, Lennox Brown. The Air Force are looking for somewhere to use the bombing range. So I told them about your department.
Sir Gregory, really, Sir Gregory, this is a historic old building, or are they just going to drop dummy bombs?
I told them you'd find a suitable place, a new bombing range, to get on with it.
Yes, of course, Sir Gregory. Just leave everything to us, Sir Gregory. Goodbye, and do give my very best regards to your old 200-pounder. Hello, Sir Gregory, hello. Oh, dear, we seem to have been cut off again.
Well, what was that all about, number one?
Sir Gregory wanted to find a new bombing range for the Air Force. Any suggestions?
Oh. Well, I'll get the map out.
That's a jolly good idea, yes. All right, let's have a look. Ah, yes, here we are, I have the answer. Here, just off Land's End, Mud Beach Island.
But aren't there people living there? They might not like being an Air Force bombing range with explosions day and night.
Yes, you could be right. People can be funny about that sort of thing. We'd better go down there and sound out local opinion.
Right. I hereby declare this meeting of the Mount Beach Islanders Taxpayers League open. Thank you, Vicar. As you know, we have complained for many years for better street lighting on Mud Beach.
Oh, absolutely, Brigadier. It was the last year I was spoken to in one of those darker streets.
Really?
Couldn't see the man's face, so I haven't been able to find him since.
Well, possibly he couldn't see your face either, Miss Wigley.
It's ancient and shabby and totally unacceptable. I mean the lighting, of course, dear lady. Something ought to be done about it.
Ah, something has been done, Vicar. Last month, I wrote direct to the Ministry. I was beginning to think they'd ignored my appeal. But this morning, I received a letter.
About improving the street lighting?
Yes, it says here that two officials are coming down to discuss an important matter. What else could it be?
You know, number two, having seen it, I think we'll need to take over this whole island for the bombing range.
Well, the residents won't like that. There'll be opposition.
You can't stop the march of progress, number two. Take a rudge at the Board of Trade.
don't believe in electricity, you know.
Spent years trying to invent a gas telephone.
Well, we'd better get over to the Taxpayers' League. When we break the news, I expect they'll have a few things to say about us.
Dirty, ugly, useless monstrosities, is that what they are?
Quite. The sooner they're destroyed, the better.
Yes, well, that's the whole idea. We'll get these ministry taps to destroy the old street lamps and put up new ones. Modern concrete light standards and high ones.
Good afternoon. We're from the ministry, Lennox Brown and Lamb.
How do you do? Brigadier Nicker, DSO-KBD.
Well, that's a funny way to spell Nicker.
Been expecting you. Sit down. This is a vicar, Miss Quigley, who we speak for the island.
How do you do,
yes. Now, I suppose you're wondering why we're here.
Well,
we don't propose to leave you in the dark.
Yes, we thought you'd come about that.
You mean you know why we're here?
Yeah, of course. You're going to light up the island.
Well, you could put it like that, yes.
I hope you'll include that among your aims.
Well, I must say, we expected more opposition.
No nonsense. We're all for it.
Well, that's marvelous. Yes, you could have seen things in a completely different light.
We hope we will when it's all finished. They won't take long to finish us off, will it?
Hmm? No. I shouldn't think so. No, not at all, yes.
Well, we'll get back to town then, set the wheels in motion. Come along, number two.
So they didn't care about having their homes flattened. Funny people.
Yes, they can't wait for us to start. Mr. Lennox Brown's out arranging it all now. Well, it looks like another job successfully completed.
It's not often you get into Sir Gregory's good book.
Well, we'll be right in it this time.
Well, that's the end of that little job.
Oh, good. How were things at the Ministry of Defense?
Oh, the usual moaning, you know. They've got a budget problem.
Oh?
Yes, it's the lift stuck between the floors and they can't budget. Rather good, that, eh? Number two, eh? Budget, you know, the lift. Never mind.
Yes, jolly good, number one.
Well, was there anybody in the lift?
Yes, Admiral Blowhard and Miss Jolly from the typing pool. Apparently, they were there for hours before somebody heard them giggling.
Yes, but what about this Mud Beach Island business? Were they pleased about getting it for a bombing range?
Oh, absolutely delighted. Yes, they're sending a squadron over right away on a practice run. You know, a few observers and whatnot.
Oh, good. Brigadier Nicker will be pleased.
It's very kind of you to help an old soldier with his memoirs, Miss Quigley.
Oh, I enjoy it, Brigadier. It's not light work sitting here in your garden. And you know I'd do anything for you.
Yes. Well, let's get on with it. The shorthand notes. Where was I?
Oh, let me see. Yes. You were making advances to your baboon.
What? Do you see that? Making advances with my platoon.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Ah, Tobruk it was, yes. I spent that night lying on my camp bed reviewing the military situation and wondering where the Jerry was.
Eh? Oh, the Germans, yes.
By the way, I'm sorry there's only one deck chair. Were you quite comfortable on that plastic toadstool?
Yes, very comfortable, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so peaceful out here. The birds.
There's one thing about Mud Beach Island. It is quiet.
What was that?
We're being attacked.
Oh, dear.
Look there. A soldier coming through the smoke.
Well, aren't you going to do something?
I certainly am. Hand me that pitchfork.
Oh, Richard, dear.
Yes, then I'll tie this white handkerchief on the end of it.
Do you think they're Russians?
Well, we'll soon see. Stand back, Miss Quigley. I know a few words of their lingo. I say, you over there. Vodka, what? Vodka, Bolshoi Valley. Stanova.
Hang on, mate. Cannon ceasefire, Cecil. I've got a drunken Russian ballet dancer here asking for a cup of tea.
English? You're English? What the devil do you think you're playing at, eh?
Carrying out orders, mate. All arranged by the ministry.
What ministry? It's a funny way to go about the new street lighting.
I don't know about street lighting, missus. I'm down here as an observer on a bombing range.
Confound it, man. This is my home you're bombing.
Ah, well, that'll have to go, then. You can't have a home on range.
Have to go.
We were told you civvies had all been chatted up by the ministry. Thought you'd have cleared out by now.
Cleared out? You're going to bomb my house down? You vandal, get off my land.
Don't get sloppy about it, mate. We'll be flattening the whole island in a couple of weeks.
What? We'll see. The Mud Beach Island League will have something to say about that.
Thank you. I propose we begin this meeting with something that has upset a lot of Mud Beach citizens. Mrs. Thwick's homemade mutton pies.
Oh, really, Thwickard? We do have weightier matters than that to discuss.
Mrs. Thwick's mutton pies are very weighty. I had one.
Well, we'd rather you didn't bring it up now.
That could be difficult.
Top priority is this ministry outrage.
Very well, let's discuss that. Do our citizens approve of our fair island being bombed?
No,
certainly not.
Observers descending upon us, singing drunken barrack songs in our little cobbled street.
Get rid of them!
Hot-blooded youth seeking out our women folk.
Mind you, we mustn't be too hasty.
The unit that was here has already left to make its report. But unless we act quickly, they'll be flattening our island very soon.
What can we do, Brigadier?
I propose we make strenuous protest to the Air Force. They're decent chaps.
Yeah.
Yes, and at the same time, send a spokesman to those devils at the Ministry. They're the ones behind this thing, and they're the ones we're going to suffer.
Lexington. For after-action satisfaction. For a flavor break when you've had your action, reach for smoking satisfaction. Alive with flavor that's number one, man, relax with a Lexington. Lexington, that's the one. When it's time to relax, that, believe me, is Lexington time. Time for Lexington's real honest-to-goodness tobacco flavor. Lexington, that's the one.
That's why at the Natal Building Society, the NBS, we say yes. We haven't forgotten what a building society is all about.
For every rent and deposit, we owe you a favor. So at the NBS, we say yes.
Here you are, Mr. Lamb. There's ginger biscuits or coconut creams or chocolate suggestive. Or these.
Well, that's a new type. I've never seen a blue biscuit before.
Oh, aye, I dropped that one in the inkwell. I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
Well, I'm a chocolate digestive myself. What are you, number one?
Me? Oh, I'm crackers, yes. I've been
Yes, I've noticed. You're on a diet, then, are you?
Yes, I am. Yes, my wife's worried about my weight. Insists I lose 5 pounds before the end of the month.
That'll take a lot of willpower.
She's got a lot of willpower.
What about the man from the Ministry of Defence, sir?
Ministry of Defence?
Yes, you remember, number one, that Mud Beach Island business. They want to know what we recommend now.
Oh, yes. In view of all these protests from the island.
Yes. Apparently the locals were quite difficult when that observer unit arrived.
Can't think what they're playing at. They seemed so keen last week.
Yes.
I'll bet it's that Brigadier Nicker.
Yes. Well, we're not going to stand for any nonsense.
Quite right. If they mess us about, we'll crush them. Compulsory purchase. Set up a public inquiry.
And if we don't like the result, we'll overrule it.
Yes. Make these residents toe the line.
Is that what you're going to tell the Ministry of Defense, Jack?
Yes, if he comes in the next 20 seconds. If not, you'll have to tell him.
Oh, right, you, sir. Where will you and Mr. Lamb be, then?
We'll be combating the malnutrition of London's aquatic bipeds.
You what?
It means that we'll be feeding the ducks in the park.
Oh, I should have guessed.
I must take a special tidbit for Esmeralda.
I'll tell you what. You can take her one of me sandwiches. They're ever so tasty. Roast duck.
Mildred, please. She's very sensitive. Especially in her present condition. She's... how shall I put it? With egg.
But how can you tell, Mr. Lamb? Is she knitting a little egg cozy?
That will do. And don't forget, if this Ministry of Defense chap comes before we get back, tell him our views. Come along, number two.
Coming, number one.
Have a nice duck watch. If it's not ducks, it's pigeons. And if it's not pigeons, it's sparrows. I wonder if I've got time before this Ministry of Defense chap comes along to do me nails. Ooh, this must be him now. Come in.
Ah, good day, madam. This is the General Assistance Department, I believe.
Ah, that's right. And you've come about this Mud Beach Island business.
Ah, you were expecting me, were you?
Ah, isn't it shocking?
It certainly is.
Them Daft Islanders making all this fuss.
But what?
Well, we weren't surprised, of course. When the bosses met them, they said they were a shifty-looking lot.
What?
And the worst is some twit called Brigadier Nicker. The way he's carrying on, he should have been called Brigadier Knocker. Well, what can you expect, eh? It's only a little place. I bet there's a lot of inbreeding.
Now, look here.
Me and my friend Bernard went there once. Had a happening on the beach. He puts one of the locals up the bracket. Aye, well, this bloke, you see, objected to Bernard carving his initials, you see, just because he was carving them on this bloke's front door.
What a filthy little thing.
Aye, that's what Bernard called him. Anyway, Mr. Lamb says we'll ignore all protests. Mud Beach is going to be a bombing range, and if the locals don't like it, we'll chuck them off.
So that's the ministry attitude, is it?
Did you notice the way she quacked when I ruffled her feathers? Tugged at the heartstrings that. Oh, hello, Brigadier Nicker. How nice to see you.
Brigadier Nicker? Oh, well.
You two-faced, pinstripe snake of the rock.
Don't speak to my number two like that.
I think he meant you, number one.
Both of you. Your secretary has just revealed everything.
Has she really?
Kick us off the island, would you? Make a bombing range of us. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, it was annoyed, number one. What do you think they'll do now?
Well, it's only a little island off the coast. What can they do?
And here's the news read by Arthur Bonnet. At 9 o'clock this morning, Mud Beach Island declared war on the rest of Britain. This followed the seizure of power on the island by a military junta consisting of Brigadier Horace Nicker, retired, Miss Virginia Quigley of the WVS, and the Reverend Nutkin, late of the Home Guard. Some resistance is reported, especially at Tublin's holiday camp, where a group of Londoners have barricaded themselves in the public bar. It's said they're determined to hold out until the bitter ends. An army unit attempting to cross to the island to act as observers was beaten back by a hail of Mrs. Twick's homemade mutton pies. Several steel helmets were severely dented. In the House of Commons today, the Minister for Defense said he didn't want to take a sledgehammer to crack a nut, and a Brigadier Nicker was obviously a nut.
Oh, Brigadier, you do look impressive in that uniform.
Thank you, Brigadier.
What are those letters you've sewn on the shoulder?
They stand for Civilian Army of Mud Beach Island, Cammy.
Oh, dear, that makes you a Cammy, nigger.
They're the only uniforms on the island. If the Mud Beach players hadn't been putting on beaujets, we wouldn't even have got these.
I think we've gone too far with this business. Perhaps we should sue for peace.
What?
Peace? We haven't started to fight yet. Wait until they see what we've got lined up for them.
And here is some more news read by Arthur Bonnet. On Mud Beach Island today, the British holidaymakers are still holding out. The RAF has dropped them essential supplies of Kiss Me Quick hats and a jukebox. In the United Nations, the Russian delegate charged Britain with imperialist aggression against the peace-loving peoples of Mud Beach. He said war must be avoided at all costs and offered Mud Beach immediate supplies of guns, tanks, and bombs. An American spokesman denied that the presence of the 7th Fleet just off the Land's End coast was connected with the conflict. He said they happened to be on a goodwill visit to the Cornish coast. Now, over for an on-the-spot report to Algernon Plum.
Well, I have come across to Mud Beach Island under a flag of truce to see what's going on. It's obvious the new regime has won over the local population. The youth of the island are rampaging through the streets waving little red books. The thoughts of Brigadier Nicker. And I have here one of the military junta. Citizen Quigley, how is the emergency affecting the women of the island?
Oh, well, we're all knitting furiously. Socks, sandbags, mittens, balaclava, helmets.
I see. And what will you do with all this knitwear?
Oh. I hadn't thought of that. Perhaps you should speak to the Reverend Nutkin. He's coming over.
Oh, yes. Why is he walking backwards?
Oh, dear, he's got his beaujet cap on back to front again. We're over here, Vicar.
Now then, Vicar, how do you see the war developing?
I just lift up this flap and then look around.
No, Vicar. I mean, do you have any fears of it getting out of hand?
Indeed, I have. If this war escalates into a thermonuclear holocaust, it could seriously affect Saturday's sale of work. It's the Young Mothers Guild, you know. I've tried so hard to get as many local women as possible to become...
I see. Well, there you are, listeners. The war that nobody wants. Can any of us rest easy in our beds until it's all over? Is there nowhere a man who can put an end to this foolishness?
Now, listen, both of you. I'm going to put an end to this foolishness.
Yes, yes.
The whole thing's got out of hand. Did you know that we've had to accept a United Nations peacekeeping force just off the coast?
Yes, Gregory.
That is why I, personally, am going to put a stop to this business.
My word, Sir Gregory. How are you going to do that?
By sending you two down there at once to put a stop to it.
And so, Brigadier, we decided to come to Mud Beach and give you the opportunity to lay down your arms and throw yourselves on our mercy.
Never!
Very well. You leave us no alternative.
We'll lay down our arms and try ourselves on your...
Please, would you mind staying out of this number two? Now, look here, Brigadier. Supposing you won this war,
Well?
You'd have to take over the rest of Britain, wouldn't you?
Spoils of war, eh?
I think you'd better consider the position you'd be in. There's a national debt running into several hundred million.
Yes, and furthermore, if you ran Britain every time there was any trouble anywhere in the world, you'd get the blame.
And you would have to hobnob with all sorts of people.
Cabinet ministers?
Newspaper editors?
Possibly even the cast of men from the ministry.
Look here, chaps. I'm a reasonable man. I'm sure we can settle this thing by negotiation. These are my terms. No bombing range on Mud Beach Island.
Agreed.
And new street lighting for the whole island.
Agreed.
Good. Well, there's only one other condition, and then we can call the whole thing off.
There must be a reason why Rothmans is the world's largest selling, most wanted king-size Virginia. It's simply this. Rothmans extra length, finest filter, and the best tobacco money can buy give you true king-size flavor. Rothmans king-size really satisfies.
Yes, we agreed to all three conditions, and then he signed the armistice.
What was his third condition?
Well, actually, he demanded a token punishment of war criminals.
War criminals?
He said there were two. Us.
Yes. Luckily, I managed to persuade him there was only one.
Oh, which one of you was it, then? Oh, yes.
I felt such a fool walking around Mud Beach Island with a placard saying, "Kick me."
Anyway, it's all in the cause of peace, number two.
Yeah, well, perhaps it was, but you didn't have to take advantage of it.
Never mind, eh? It's all over now. And Mr. Lamb's even found another place to put the bombing range.
Oh, good, good, yes. Where is it?
Oh, it's another island. But don't worry, there'll be no trouble. Yeah, they're having their first bombing mission today.
General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown, here.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations on the way you solved that Mud Beach Island thing, Lennox Brown.
Yes. Well, thank you, Sir Gregory.
Now I'll be able to enjoy my holiday. I'm speaking from the Scilly Isles. I've got a bungalow here, you know. I'm having a few days' peace and quiet. Someone's firing on us. Lennox Brown!
Number two?
Yes, number one?
The Scilly Isles?
Yes, number one. How did you guess?
Sir Gregory's there under fire. There's only one thing that can save us now.
What's that?
A direct hit.
Surveying the scene of the men from the military tonight were John Simpson and Roger Service. Seeing the BB were Maureen and Adair, Tommy Reed, Frank Graham, Tom Mion, and Brian Squires.
Tonight's script was written by Edward Taylor and produced by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.